God calls the child Samuel. This chapter is based on 1 Samuel 1, 2, 1 to 11. Elkanah, a Levite from Mount Ephraim, was a wealthy and influential man who loved and respected the Lord. His wife, Hannah, was a woman of heartfelt devotion and strong faith. Their home was childless, so the husband took a second wife. But this step, prompted by lack of faith in God, did not bring happiness. Sons and daughters were added to the home, but the joy and beauty of the sacred marriage institution had been spoiled and the peace of the family broken. Peninnah, the new wife, was jealous and narrow-minded and acted proud and disrespectful. To Hannah, hope seemed crushed and life was a weary burden. Yet she faced her pain with uncomplaining meekness. Elkanah's services as a Levite were not required at Shiloh, but he went up with his family to worship and sacrifice at the regular gatherings. Even during the sacred festivities connected with the service of God, the evil spirit that had cursed his home intruded. After presenting the thank offerings, all the family, according to the custom, united in a solemn yet joyous feast. Elkanah gave the mother of his children a portion for herself and for each of her sons and daughters. He gave Hannah a double portion to show that his affection for her was the same as if she had had a son. Then the second wife, fired with jealousy, claimed first place as one that God had highly favored, and she taunted Hannah about her childless condition. This happened year after year until Hannah could no longer bear it. She wept uncontrollably and left the feast. Her husband tried to comfort her, but without success. "Why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am not I better to you than 10 sons?" Hannah did not accuse anyone. She went to God with the burden she could not share with any earthly friend. She pleaded earnestly that he would grant her the gift of a son to train for him, and she made a vow that if her request were granted, she would dedicate her child to God from his birth. Hannah came near the entrance of the tabernacle, and in the distress of her spirit, prayed and wept in anguish. In those evil times, such scenes of worship were rare. Eli, the high priest, watching Hannah, supposed that she was overcome with wine. Thinking he should give her a well-deserved scolding, he said sternly, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." Startled and hurt, Hannah answered gently, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken until now." The high priest was deeply moved, for he was a man of God. So instead of rebuke, he spoke a blessing. "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of him." Hannah gives Samuel to God. Hannah received the gift that she had earnestly asked for. As she looked on the child, she called him Samuel, asked of God. As soon as the little one was old enough to be separated from his mother, she fulfilled her vow. He was her only son, the special gift of heaven. But she had received him as a treasure belonging to God, and she would not withhold from the giver what was his own. Hannah went with her husband to Shiloh and presented her precious gift to the priest, saying, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." Eli, who was too lenient a father himself, was awed and humbled as he saw this mother's great sacrifice in parting with her only child so that she might devote him to the service of God. He felt condemned for his own selfish love, and in humiliation and reverence bowed before the Lord and worshipped. Hannah's heart was filled with joy and praise, and she poured out her gratitude to God. From Shiloh, Hannah returned to her home at Ramah, leaving Samuel with Eli to be trained for service in the house of God. From his babyhood, she had taught her son to think of himself as the Lord's. Every day he was the subject of her prayers. Every year she made a robe of service for him, and as she went up with her husband to worship at Shiloh, she gave the child this reminder of her love. Every fiber of the little garment had been woven with prayer that he would be pure, noble, and true. She earnestly pleaded that he would reach the greatness that heaven values, that he would honor God and bless others. What a reward was Hannah's! And what an encouragement her example is for faithfulness! There are opportunities specially given to every mother. The humble round of duties that women regard as boring and tedious should be looked upon as a grand and noble work. Through sunshine and shadow, the mother may make straight paths for the feet of her children toward the glorious heights above. But it is only when she seeks to follow Christ in her own life that the mother can hope to form the character of her children after God's pattern. Every mother should go often to her Savior with the prayer, "Teach us, how shall we train the child, and what shall we do to him?" And she will be given wisdom. The child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. Samuel's youth was not free from evil influences or sinful examples. The sons of Eli did not respect God or honor their father, but Samuel did not try to spend time with them or follow their evil ways. He constantly tried to become what God wanted him to be. The beauty of Samuel's character brought out the warm affection of the aged priest. Samuel was kind, generous, obedient, and respectful. Eli, pained by the evil ways of his own sons, found comfort and blessing in the presence of this child entrusted to him. No father ever loved his son or daughter more tenderly than Eli loved this youth. Filled with anxiety and remorse by the immoral behavior of his own sons, Eli turned to Samuel for comfort. Every year saw more important trusts committed to him. While Samuel was still a child, Eli placed a linen ephod on him as a sign that he was set apart for the work of the sanctuary. Even though he was very young when he had been brought to minister in the tabernacle, Samuel had duties to perform, according to what he was able to do. These were not always pleasant, but he performed them with a willing heart. He regarded himself as God's servant and his work as God's work. His efforts were accepted because they sprang from love to God and a sincere desire to do his will. Thus, Samuel became a co-worker with the Lord of heaven and earth. Integrity in little things. To perform every duty as something done for the Lord throws a charm around the humblest work and links the workers on earth with the holy beings who do God's will in heaven. Integrity in little things, doing little acts of faithfulness and little deeds of kindness, will gladden the path of life. And when our work on earth is over, we will find that every one of the little duties faithfully performed has exerted an influence for good that can never perish. The youth of our time may become as precious in the sight of God as Samuel was. By faithfully preserving their Christian principles, they may exert a strong influence to make the world better. God has a work for every one of them. Never did anyone achieve greater results for God and humanity than people may achieve today if they will be faithful to their God-given trust.